Welcome to the Whistler Plumbing and Air Podcast. I'm speaking with James Whistler. James, you all say no experience is needed to work with your team. What do you mean by that? You know, how did you come to start saying that?
Well, you know, one of the things is that we have found that it's just a much better path to hire and train people, and then for a number of different reasons. But when we say that, we're mainly talking about, you know, our in-field people, whether it be plumbing installers or, you know, plumbing service techs, HVAC service techs, maintenance techs, installers as well. And we're looking for just phenomenal individuals that are willing to learn. And, you know, plumbing and HVAC can be a diverse trade. What I mean by that is, just take plumbing, for instance. It's, you know, there's new construction plumbing, and that would be where, you know, there's plumbers that, you know, plumb water and sewer for new houses. There's commercial plumbing. There's industrial plumbing. There's residential plumbing. There's drain cleaning. There's residential service plumbing. There's gas and electric with different equipment. So sometimes when someone that is experienced might have worked for a company that had a niche that they occupied, you know, might be commercial new construction, for instance, that doesn't necessarily translate very well to our niche, which is residential service and repair and installation. Mm-hmm. And so what we find, just because someone has experience doesn't really mean that they're going to be competent in our organization with the things that we handle every day. And so that can cause problems with the deliverables whenever, you know, our team members are in the home. The other thing is, you know, I like to use McDonald's as a analogy sometimes because everyone is familiar with it. You know, when they hire someone, more than likely, you know, they're not going to have experience with the process. So they hire someone, and one of the things that McDonald's is known for is their consistency of maybe how many pickles to put on the cheeseburger. And so they train that, and it's very similar to what we do. Whenever we hire someone with no experience, and then we train them on how to do those things, then it's easier to maintain the standards that we have and how we do that work. Because if someone had experience and they installed a water heater for 10 years one way, and then we have another way to do it, that can be very challenging for that individual to change that and uphold the standards that we have here. Habits are hard to break. And for anyone. And so, you know, I will mention that no experience necessary is a little different. We will train people in our support staff. When I talk about the bookkeeping and the call center and the admin staff and the managers, we will train them. However, we do look for people that has maybe customer service experience or, you know, admin experience or management experience. In the support staff, it's a little different because it does translate pretty well to try to make sure, you know, someone is able to kind of step in that role, learn our process, yes, and train on our process, but they need to try to have some foundational experience that they can rely on to set them up for success.
So are you all hiring right now?
Absolutely. We have several positions that we have open, and, you know, we would encourage anyone that is interested to go to whistlerjobs.com and fill out an application and start the process.
All right, that's whistlerjobs.com if you would like to learn more about working at Whistler Plumbing and Air. And if you'd like to bring the team into your home to help you out, you can call them at 540-483-9382.